Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Ozarski, Journal Sentinel, joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jim, appreciate the time as always, man.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, you know, I could forgive the mispronunciation of the name, but to diss Phil Collins to open the show, I mean, I nearly didn't answer the phone.
Well, right. I'm glad that you gave me a second chance, Jim. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Jim, you got a really, really cool article on at PackersNews.com and Journal Sentinel right now talking about Aaron Rodgers and his future with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. As Leroy mentioned last segment, you know, going away to Cincinnati, covered the Bengals for the Inquirer, and obviously in that window, you see the national headline, right, of Aaron Rodgers buys a stake of the Bucks, but it was announced during the playoff run. And then, you know, he wasn't really available. You just didn't know. It was kind of like it came and went. And, you know, from afar, I remember thinking, wow, that's kind of a big deal, isn't it? Like, you know, current athletes don't typically, we think they have the financial wherewithal to maybe do something like that, but it doesn't really happen very often. And, yeah, so it just kind of piqued my interest as to how that happened, what it meant, and Aaron Rodgers, as always, is so insightful and thoughtful. So, yeah, so not only did we find out, you know, it was a 1% share, like a lot of local investors, but also it's intrigued him enough that may be something he explores, you know, like a Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson, you know, once he's done playing.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Jim. Most guys don't really invest in another sport, you know, that's not their – but the fact that him coming in at that time, as you pointed out, make it remarkable. And you're right, we did not cover it as big as we should have locally because of what was going on. But and he actually did that investment before he did his new extension. So
right,
having
right.
the capital to do that, as you said, it's a small percentage. But after you're done, it can be something where he may want to buy more shares and get more involved in the Bucks. To me, I just think it's very good branding, but I think the Bucks fans should be very excited about it.
Yeah, you know, for sure. It's definitely interesting in the two ways there, Leroy. Like you said, it's to look, $5 million or thereabouts. I mean, Aaron didn't really want to talk about how much he spent, but if you go back to what the NBA Board of Governors was looking for those local investors back in 14. And he bought in at that price. It's around $5.5 million. Look, I understand that, you know, it's kind of funny money to us or fans, but look, $5 million is still $5 million.
Right.
It's still cash in hand. I mean, that you've got to be able, willing to literally write the check. Right. So,
right.
But you're right though. I mean, look, LeBron James, you know, he gets a lot of publicity, rightfully so, for his production companies, what he's doing in Hollywood. Well, he also owns part of Liverpool in the English Premier League, the soccer franchise. That investment's gone from $6 million
to
over 30 for him. And just, you know, so that's going to go into his, you know, portfolio down the line. I think Aaron Rodgers, look, it's going to look good for him when and if he gets into an investment group that either A, wants to buy more shares of the Bucks, or frankly, if he, you know, has to sell it, but then, you know, gets involved in another sport or another franchise, it'll look good for him. And hey, the way these revenues are going in the NBA, guys, you know, the Bucks are worth over $1 billion already. You know, that's going to be a huge, you know, big part of what he does after he's done playing football.
This is the thing. I think if you look at the amount of money players are making today versus what they were making back then, does the future look like these top stars and these top sports will end up getting more into the ownership angle of things, more so than, say, coaching like we've seen in the past from a lot of top players, like Larry Bird, like Magic Johnson before he got into his whole Starbucks venture and everything else. But a lot of those guys, Isaiah Thomas, started and went into coaching, and the ownership thing was never really a possibility. You've already heard, I think, LeBron James talk about he wants to own a team at some point, too.
And Derek Jeter with the Marlins.
That's another one, yep.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I've forgotten about Jeter and the Marlins. Yeah, it's, you know, Gary and Leroy might be able to explain this a little more. Aaron Rodgers said in that piece that he knows, you know, getting into the TV booth like a Tony Romo isn't for him. You know, the front office stuff, not really for him. Some players, I think, want the day-to-day. You know, a retired catcher wants to get on the bus to go to the minor leagues to work his way up. He wants to stay in the locker room. He wants to stay in the clubhouse. Whereas I think, you know, some other guys, and I'll mention like a Jordan, he didn't want to sit on the bench. I'd rather run stuff, right? So I think it might just depend on the guy. So Sparky, I don't know if more guys will do it, whether or not they're making more money as a player through endorsements or whatnot. I think it might just depend on, what does that player want to do? Does he want to stay in the locker room, stay in the front office, and just grind over that stuff? Or, you know, kind of be able to just jump in and have that more executive type of role?
But doesn't it almost now, when you look at the investment that he have with the Bucks, the ties that, of course, he has with the Packers and now with the Bucks, does that lend itself that he may just retire as a Packer and not play anywhere else?
That's a great question, Gary. Yeah. I don't know because
he wanted to be affiliated with the Milwaukee Bucks for obvious reasons.
No, exactly, and that was a big part of the conversation between he and Wes Edens. And Wes Edens was good enough to speak to me as well about that, and that was the question he had for Rodgers. As you mentioned, this was before the contract extension.
Yep.
It was like, look, if you're going to buy in to this, we're in for the long haul. Are you in for the long haul? Or are you just going to kind of be gone and clearly, Aaron Rodgers said, no, this is the state, you know, I've grown up in. And he said that over and over again. And clearly, this was money where your mouth is, right? And I know, and again, you know, people, oh, it's just a small share. But again, it's hard to get that share, and it's hard to you know, convince others to allow you to buy it, so to speak. So you're right. I think it does. It portends well, I guess. You know, look, in 3 years, guys, if he's been injured, you know, let's just say the way it's been the last couple years, or, you know, the Packers might tell him, you're done.
Yeah. Well, he's going to finish that contract. Yeah. Was that 4 or 5 years? Hey, listen, you also alluded to, though, there actually was some talk previously about him being part of the Milwaukee Bucks, but it just didn't work out. Do you have any information on why didn't it work out the first time?
Yeah. All Aaron Rodgers said about that was, his former representative. So I'm guessing that's some agents or agencies.
Yeah, he switched.
Representing
some,
him. Yep, yeah. Yep. So I think, and Wes Edens said that too, and there was no contentiousness. There was no, I think it was more of just a timing thing, and maybe what these other people wanted to get out of that relationship, and maybe trying to work some things that, frankly, Aaron Rodgers didn't want. He just wanted to get in. And, you know, Leroy, like you mentioned, I think in 2017, he switched his off-field interest to Creative Artist Agency, or CAA. Some fans may know that one. It's a huge player in Hollywood and some other, you know, huge brands off the sports field. So, Gary, they wouldn't get into specifics as to what the hang-up was, mm-hmm. but there definitely was something there that kind of frustrated him to the point where, A, he changed agencies in that regard, and then also was like, hey, I'm going to handle this myself with some phone calls.
Talking with Jim Ozarski of the Journal Sentinel, PackersNews.com, here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jim, when you're in a Rodgers territory of the age bracket, and obviously future Hall of Famer, and now you're buying stake in different pro sports teams, do you think that this lends itself any more to the feel of little bit of a disconnect age-wise and maybe personality-wise with some of the younger teammates?
That's a good question. I guess I haven't quite thought about that. You're right. I mean, his, there's the difference between a 35-year-old quarterback and the guys they're drafting right this spring who are going to be thrilled with whatever signing bonus they got, and his portfolio has a $1 billion franchise in it. I think if there could be a connection, it could be, hey guys, look what you can get to. If you have any questions about what to do with your money, how to save your money, how to spread it around or get involved in these type of things, come to me and we could talk about it. I mean, those are grown man conversations, but let's face it, even if you're a 20-year-old rookie, I mean, we come to you as media members to answer for your actions and things you say. Those are grown man questions. You're playing a sport regardless of your age, and yeah, you're growing up fast. And again, Gary Leroy can speak to this. It's those are real things, and your career could be over in 4 years. So yeah, you're right. It could create a disconnect, but I also think it's kind of a cool thing. And hey, how do I get to that level? Could you help me? And maybe there's a connection you can have there with your quarterback outside of, some pop culture type things.
Jim, appreciate the time, man. Really do. Everybody go follow Jim Ozarski. Goodness gracious, Jim. I'm going to figure it out here
just
in the next
Jimmy
couple
O,
of
man.
Weeks. Jimmy O of PackersNews.com and JS Online. Jim, we appreciate the time, man, as always.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
Jim Ozarski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans. Those right here in our community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.